Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Aoife Rooney is the assistant editor of Weekend Magazine at the Irish Independent. Aoife, I believe you were one of 2,000 people who were invited. You made the cut to this secret Ed Sheeran gig in Dublin last night.
I did, yeah. I can't say I'm a mega fan, but I was able to go to cover it for work, so it was a really lovely thing to be there for.
So explain what happened. Explain how the invites were sent out.
Yeah, so basically Spotify are doing these series of gigs where they have performers who are in what they're calling their Billions Club. So Ed Sheeran is the third in a series. So Miley Cyrus did one in Paris, The Weeknd did one in California. And Ed Sheeran chose to do one in Dublin because it's, you know, Ireland is obviously very important to him.
Mm.
So, people who are fans of Ed Sheeran and are avid listeners on Spotify got notifications on the app kind of late last week asking if they'd like to kind of put their name in for tickets. So, and it was a totally free event. So anyone who got tickets got to attend free.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us grew up seeing Ed Sheeran in stadiums like Crow Park, and he even mentioned at a gig last night he was performing at Glastonbury last year. So it's one of those things where it was incredibly special to see him in such an intimate setting. There was only about 1,700 people there last night.
Okay. And when fans were invited to register, when they got the link to register for the free tickets, did they know who they were registering for?
They did, I believe, because it was only announced, I think the embargo was very tight. It was only lifted for media late last week, but I think it was fans were told who they were signing up for tickets for. Yeah.
Okay. How would you compare it to other gigs you've been at? I mean, like the 1,700 people. A lot of these are probably, you know, maybe with the exceptions of some media or maybe some social media people that are there, but a lot of them are probably very genuine fans.
Absolutely. The vast majority were really genuine fans. I went into the crowd before the gig was starting to speak to people, and it was like so lovely to hear from people who kind of made the trip up. I was chatting to kind of young guys from Wexford who had come up for the gig and were heading back home that night, and just a lot of people who were genuinely very surprised and kind of grateful to be there.
Yeah.
You know, Spotify put on a lovely show for people as well. So it was, by all accounts, a really lovely event. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, I kind of left thinking I'll never really get to see him in that intimate a setting again. So it was really special.
1800 453 106
is the number.
If you were at the gig, if you got the nod for the free tickets, let us know. We'd love to chat to you on the show. Dave Hanratty is joining us as well, Aoife. Dave is the host of the No Encore Music podcast. Is this a new concept, what artists are doing, these kind of secret private events?
No. This has been around for ages. I mean, anytime the Killers come here, they usually find the time to get into the Academy or somewhere kind of smaller if they're playing Three Arena or Marley Parker, whichever. It's been around for ages. It's been around for decades.
The idea of hosting the secret gig, and if you are one of the top whatever cohort of people that's streaming, whether it be the Killers or Ed Sheeran, that you get a link to go to this private gig. And
well, that element of it is quite new. As,
that's what I thought.
As Aoife says, this is only the third iteration of the Spotify Billions Club, and I do find it funny to see the kind of branding of this, and Ed Sheeran in this quote unquote intimate gig with 1,700 people, and behind him you've got the Spotify logo, you've got Billions Club written up there. And
it's
like,
I saw that sign last night actually,
well,
on social media.
How altruistic really and how wholesome really is this? You know, I mean, I guess it is. It's great if you're a fan, but it's also kind of questionable in another way. I mean, look, let's be honest, what is a secret gig? It's marketing. All of this is marketing. And in this day and age in particular, the fact that it is done through social media and it is done through a push notification from your Spotify account and so on and so forth, it's just for you to then go and take the ball and run with it. And I'm sure last night was packed to the rafters, not just with fans, but with influencers who will also, I mean, I was scrolling through my Instagram last night going, oh, there he is. Every second story was just Ed Sheeran. So it is that thing where like the tickets may be free, but this is still transactional.
Mm. Yeah, but there is definitely some of the people that are obviously listening to Ed Sheeran and listen to his music on a frequent basis and download it and stream it, etc., etc. They were the people that got the link to register for this as well.
Oh yeah, the hardcore fans are being rewarded, that's for sure. Although he is playing Three Arena here, I think next month.
Yeah, I think he is. He's in Dublin.
You may have some
yeah.
fans who shelled out for tickets there and paid money being like, wait a minute, I wasn't at this free gig last night. So I can see it from both sides. And to be fair, we've been kind of, you know, beholden to the Ed Sheeran charm offensive now for the last 15 years. And now it's up to you whether you find it charming or whether you find it offensive. I'm probably kind of somewhere in the middle.
Right.
I've reviewed some of the man's work. I'm not a big fan, but,
okay.
but he is charming and he does seem like a nice dude.
He seems right. I've never met him. I've never been at any of his gigs. I do like some of his music, but I think he's probably the kind of gig that you artist you'd go to one of his gigs and then maybe realize you've had an absolutely brilliant night at it though.
And like he wins over the fans. And I will say as well, like he did choose to play in Dublin and I do believe it because he does actually love here.
He's always talked about
he's
the
an
Irish
adopted
connection.
Irish citizen at this stage, and like, there's no real point in kind of challenging that. He has roots here, he does love playing here, and he says Ireland inspired him to become a musician. He's long shouted out Damien Rice as the key kind of influencing factor on that. So, I mean, I watched that Disney Plus show he's on a while ago, and again, it's propaganda, but it's very well made propaganda. And I came away from it going, like, you know what? I would like to go for a point with the guy. He does seem like a good skin.
Glenn is with me. Glenn, you were at the gig last night, is that right?
I was, Andrea. I was, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, well, you had to say you were afraid.
Yeah, no, we turned up. We had tickets. We stood in the rain for half an hour, myself and my daughter. She applied. She obviously was picked up on Spotify. She's been a
great.
Huge fan. So we went along and rushed home. And obviously, we thought it was a hoax at first.
Did she, when she got the link to register for the tickets? And when
you got
the link to register, did you know who it was for?
She did.
Okay, so it said in the link, this is for a private Ed Sheeran gig in Dublin.
Yeah, well, I got the call. Yeah, we didn't know the venue, of course, but I got the call from my wife, and it was just like, you know, oh, hang on now, is this a hoax? Is it, if we do give them a credit card, or, you know, I was just thinking
she'd think it's a scam, nearly.
It was a total scam, because there was something similar happening in town. Everybody turned up in fancy dress, and it was a non-event, you know, if you remember that.
That's right.
But anyway, along we went, rushed home, rushed back in, and stood in the rain for half an hour. We made our way up to the top of the queue, and they wouldn't let us in. They just said, sorry, you can't come in, even though we had tickets. They were looking for identification. I'm of an age now, I don't get asked for identification as I'm going through an airport or I'm stopped the traffic or at the guard a checkpoint, you know. So it was it was an over 18s event. This was the reason why they wouldn't let us in. Now, we'd already seen some, I'd say they were under 12, possibly going in the special guest list entrance. So it's just like, why? What makes this an 18s event? It wasn't like it was an 18s movie we were going to or anything like that. You know, it's Ed Sheeran. He's got quite a wide
young following, I would think, too.
Oh yeah, no, my daughters love him. You know, so anyway, listen, there was no budging with the girl that was there top of the queue, and you know, I thought it was very harsh. That was very unfair. There was no way around it.
So your daughter is under 18 years of age, but sure, you were there with her as the guardian.
Well, this is it. Like, you know, she was threatened going up, and I just said to her, listen, like, you know, I'm you're accompanied by an adult, you know, so, you know, it's an Ed Sheeran gig, and, you know, it's there shouldn't be any issue. Like, it's a Three Arena, it's like under 16s, whatever, it's accompanied by an adult, no problem, you know, so that would have been the assumption, you know, that I'd be there to vouch for her, and you know what, I couldn't understand why it is discriminating on by age, you know, against.
But did it say,
you know, I'm sure Ed loves all his fans, you know.
Yeah, but did it say in the when you, because your daughter, so she got the link to register as one of these top streaming or top loyal fans to go to the gig. Did it say at any stage that you couldn't be under the age of 18 to attend?
Yeah, now that I'm not sure of, but as I said, she is a huge fan, so I suspect she may have done an 18 coil on it or something like that, you know.
Right, okay. Because, yeah, look, I mean, to be fair, I suppose if it's edited, if it's there in black and white, it's there in black and white, but your daughter was sent, it's not like you just rocked up, she was sent the link to register for this gig and you did just that and she went with a parent.
Exactly, like, I mean, we stood in the rain for half an hour and there was nobody coming up and saying, you know, listen, this is, you know, if anyone's here under 18, you won't get in. You know, there was none of that. You know, it was wait till you got to the top of the queue, and you know, then hit you with the disappointment. Then, you know,
oh God, I'm sure she was.
I just thought it was unnecessarily harsh. You know, I mean, that's really my our take on
and,
it.
And Aoife, you were there, so did you see many, you know, people that you might have identified as or thought were under the age of 18? Is Aoife there? Hi, sorry, Aoife, go on.
Sorry, yeah, not a whole event that I would have seen under 18. Definitely a lot of young people, I would say, like kind of, you know, young adults, but not a whole lot that I would have seen under 18, no.
Okay, because and you don't know, was it advertised as an over 18s gig?
No.
It wasn't, not that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. And what did you do then, Glenn? You just went home with your daughter?
Well, it turned out to be a bit of an expensive night, to be honest, you know, because we went up to Il Bichetto in Ballsbridge and just whatever, I could bought her a pizza and just to try and help with the disappointment,
right.
You know. But yeah, that's a cracking restaurant, but like, yeah, again, we were disappointed, you know. I mean, she was, you know, poor thing, like even coming home, she was just going, oh, yourself and Mammy should have gone. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I was delighted for that lady who was on the breakfast show earlier on, and she just said that her teenage son, or her, I don't know what age he was now, but she said her son, he got the tickets and he brought his mammy along, you know, so I just thought it was great for her. She had a great night.
Yeah.
And that was just like us, but we didn't get in. You didn't get in.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate, Glenn. And I'm sorry to hear that. And I'm sure your daughter is very disappointed about that, especially after getting the link to register to go to it. Tim McStay is with us too. Tim's a singer-songwriter. Is there something? There's got to be something very intimate about this, Tim, for artists, though, performing in a, you know, smaller venue and to the likes of, as Aoife said, maybe 1,700 people.
I wave a flag, Andrea. I'd love an intimate setting of 1,700 people there for my next gig, you know. It'd be great. that's a big venue. But I do think, to some extent, I agree with it. But Dave earlier on was saying about the situation with... Are you hearing me?
I can, yeah, go on ahead.
I beg your pardon. Yeah, I mean, you're caught in a compromise, I suppose. Ultimately, it's a marketing exercise. But I'm sure 1,700 people had a ball there last night, you know. So it's a great way of getting close to somebody who's become iconic like him. But, the billion-dollar stream thing, it's so out of scale with what a lot of artists would be experiencing in the industry. I mean, I'm on Spotify like all guys like me are. There are a few conscientious objectors who won't participate in it. But, I mean, I have a new single out last week. It's called Rudolph Nureyev. I had to get that in. And the only way of immediately getting that into the ears and faces of the people who might follow me on a smaller scale is to use Spotify, you know? So when it cascades out to the level that Ed Sheeran is at, and people like Drake and Ariana Grande and people like that, they're the ones with this enormous distribution. So it informs you a little bit about why these music catalogues are so valuable.
Okay.
You know?
Do you think, just on that point maybe, Dave, do you think will other artists consider this in the future? I know this was a Spotify-run event and it was for the members of this kind of billion club or those with over a billion streams, but do you think it's something that more artists now, even if it is for the marketing, and nothing wrong with that, might consider this route?
It's a question of scale, as Tim alludes to there. I mean, like, if you have the opportunity to do this with teams of people around you, even Ed Sheeran's nothing to lose. Like, Miley Cyrus, The Weeknd, Ed Sheeran, three people who've done this specific type of gig, this quote-unquote intimate gig, like, this is brand activation for artists who are well activated by now. It is great for those hardcore fans, and I do feel sorry for that young fan who couldn't make it. Hopefully Ed is listening and he'll do right by her someday. You know, that's the type of thing he probably would do.
But ultimately, it
comes down to your position in the industry. Artists would love to play shows of this scale. You look at, like, Fred again there, played that show at The Weeknd.
Yeah, that's very true. But also, 6,000 of that, wasn't it?
But did a Button Factory show two nights prior for 300 people because was here, felt like we can do this, we'll put this on. People who missed out on those tickets, there was such a swarm for them. You know, you got Fatboy Slim at Electric Picnic tried to do a secret set after his main set, but too many people heard of it and they had to shut it down for security concerns. So artists are willing. They love doing stuff like this when you can, but like a lot goes into it behind the scenes.
Dave Hanratty, host of the No Encore Music Podcast, Aoife Rooney there from Weekend Magazine at the Irish Independent, Tim McStay, singer-songwriter, and Glenn. Glenn, thanks a million for getting in touch with us, and sorry to hear about your daughter's disappointment. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.